Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1215. Visible translated text is as follows. Here too, the next column shows to whom the goods are to be shipped. Of course, that is not very difficult to figure out. It is just a mere copy. The store numbers are put down in case that store have numbers, and then one must look over the order. I notice that one of the orders is one to R. E. Kendall, Defendant's Exhibit 34, at Plum Saint, Cincinnati, O, calling for a special, and that has to be noted in this column here. You will notice regular or special. Notice here the word special, out here opposite R. E. Kendall. That thing has to be very carefully noted also. Now, in this column, Defendant's Exhibit 12 is the order number, and that order number is the customer's order number, to which we have to refer always when we ship that order. Now, in these cases, like on these Woolworth orders, when there is no order number, we put down the date with the month. So in that way, that gives it 4/22. That was the date the order was made out, so we can absolutely refer to it. In this column, Defendant's Exhibit 12 is the shipping point and the date we are going to ship it. And in this column represents the date on which the order was received and the month, which is April 26th, according to the acknowledgement, corresponding to the acknowledgement stamp. Now, after that work, after the order was acknowledged and entered in here, Defendant's Exhibit 12, the next step is the filling in on the proper place on this sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 2, which has already been tendered and identified. Now, the work done by me on that day right here, that was Saturday. Saturday is the second day of the fiscal week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Saturday is the second day. And you will notice, gentlemen, there are only two entries there. Defendant's Exhibit 7. The work not having been done since I left the factory, there are only two entries there. And the last entry is April 26th, which was Saturday. Now then, the information on this sheet is as follows. I go through the orders and find out the number of gross of pencils which our customers order, which fall in certain price groups. That is, find out the number of gross of pencils for which the pencil factory gets 60 cents a gross. And I put them down under the first column, the second under the column R1, which means rubber inserted, and for which we get an average price of 80 cents. I go through the same thing and put the figures all out. In this case, it was 102. Then we have a price group on which we get an average of $1.25, and it covers a range in price from $1 per gross to $1.40. There were 116 gross of such pencils ordered with these orders, which were received that morning. The next price group are those on which we figure on an average price of $1.75 a gross, and falling within those limits of $1.50 to $1.95 inclusive. In this case, there were 34 gross. Then there is a group between $2 and $2.95, averaging $2.50. And there was 100% gross that day. Then $3 and over, which we always figure at just $3. We have goods that we get $3.25 for, and some that we get $3.50 for. But we figure them all at $3. So it is a conservative estimate. The reason this is done is this. In the pencil business, just like in all manufacturing businesses, that is, manufacturing an article that has to be turned out in large quantities, it behooves the sales department to sell as much.